Dear Journal, did you ever feel like someone was holding your heart in the palm of their hand? Well, that's how I felt today. It all started at recess. Beats again? Man.
Hey, Doug?
Oh, hey, Patty.
Can I ask you something?
Sure. What?
Are you doing anything on Friday night?
No. Well, not yet, I mean.
Well, would you like to go see a movie?
Sure. Who else is going?
Well, nobody yet. I mean, I wasn't planning to ask anybody.
You weren't?
Did you want to invite someone else?
Well, no. Well, that is, you mean just me and you?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, if you don't want to, that's okay.
No. I mean, yes. I mean, well, it sounds great.
Oh, good. I'll meet you in front of the Uniplex Friday at 7:30.
Sounds great. See ya.
See ya.
Wow. Just me and Patty. I wonder if that means it's
a date! Congratulations, Doug. Wubba wubba, what are you going to name the kids?
Whoa, Doug! Okay, Stud!
Not a date, Skeet. If it were a date, she would have called it a date.
Not necessarily. She might have been playing hard to get.
Hard to get? Why?
To drive you insane.
Insane?
So how am I supposed to know if it's a date or not?
Is she going to dress up? If she dresses up, it's probably a date.
Ooh, funny! Didn't see you coming!
How about if she isn't dressed up?
Try buying her a ticket. If she lets you buy, it's a date.
And if she doesn't?
The handhold?
Definitely. If she lets you hold her hand, it is definitely a date.
In your seats, everyone. Today we continue our discussion of animal mating rituals.
Wow, if it really is a date, I've got some research to do. I bet Smash Adams knows what to do on a date.
Oh, Smash, I've never met a man like you.
May I have this dance?
Meow.
This is ridiculous. This isn't what real people do on dates. I wanted to see what a regular, normal person did on a date, but I had to settle for Judy. Judy, you've got a date with Cassius tonight, right?
A date? Mom and Dad dated, Dougie. Dating went out with bell-bottoms.
But you're wearing bell-bottoms.
Don't get smart.
Sorry, I mean you're doing something with Cassius tonight, right?
We're going to a silent film by Ingmar Bergman whom you've never heard of, and then to a charming cafe for coffee. There he is!
Wait, there's some stuff I gotta ask you.
Oh, greetings, darling. You look voracious.
Oh, Cassius, get over it.
Step one, use goofy accent.
That was absolutely analeptic.
Did you think so? I thought the erratic shot distribution was rather self-indulgent.
Cass, you're such a purist.
Step two, use big words.
But how can you say that art needs no moral justification? Given that everything has political
That's what I'm supposed to do? I thought the Instamatic shot retribution was rather self-regurgent.
Doug, what are you talking about?
Well,
what are you doing?
Well, I was just... going to be a disaster.
Skeet, I can't do it.
Sure you can. We'll try it again. First, you put your hand on hers.
I'm gonna call her and tell her I'm sick.
Come on, Doug. What's the big deal? You don't even know if it's a date yet.
Well, then why am I doing this?
This is how you find out. If she lets you put your hand on hers, it's a date. Now try it.
Hey, cut it out. That does it. I'm calling her and telling her it's off.
Calling her? Doug, are you going on a date?
It's not a date. Dating went out with bell bottoms, remember?
Oh, this is so romantic. Soon you'll be breaking hearts right and left. There'll be desperate messages on the answering machine. Doug, why haven't you called? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Judy, knock it off.
You're not planning on wearing that. Stay here. I'll be back in a trice.
Hiya, Slugger. Here you've got a big date tonight.
It's not a date.
You know, son, there comes a time in every man's life when he starts to...
Douglas? Oh, there you are. I just thought you might like to wear this blazer on your little date tonight.
We gave it to you for Christmas and you've never worn it.
Mother, leave it to the expert. Okay, Dougie, we'll stick to basic jeans and black leather. I don't want to over-accessorize on a first date, you know? We could go with a little bit... keychain, do you carry the key... No, stick with a handkerchief, but not on the left.
Judith.
I don't think Douglas would wear something like that on his sweet trip out with a cute little girl. She's the blonde one, right? Patsy, is that it?
Hey, why don't you two knock it off and let us have a man-to-man chat, huh?
Stop! Huh? It's not a date, okay? I'm just going to wear my regular clothes, and I want everybody to stop making such a big deal out of it. It's no big deal. It's not a date. It's not a date. It's no big deal.
Hey, lover lips. How's them smackers?
I'm just gonna go to the movies like any other night.
Good evening, Smoochmaster Doug.
It's not a date. It's not a date. It's not a date. It's not a date.
Hey, Doug! Hurry or we'll miss the show.
Hey, Patty. She's dressed up. Okay, it's a date. Two, please. Thank you. Here's your...
One, please. Thank you. Come on, Doug, we'll be late.
But I... Okay, it's not a date.
Oh, Charles. Society will never accept our love.
But we cannot let them stop us. We must listen to our hearts.
But we're so different. We come from different worlds.
I know, Katrina. You are from a rich, powerful family. Whereas I'm a giant lizard creature from planet C. But I love you.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, Katrina.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, Katrina.
Come here, Bonnie.
Yes, please.
The night was almost over, and I still had no idea what Patty was thinking. Listen, do you want to go do something else?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. We could go to the Charming Cafe for some coffee.
Oh, I hate coffee. It tastes like chalk.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I really like the part where the monster says, "What you gonna do about it?" So she shoots it with the laser.
Yeah, that was great. Or how about the time when the guy grabs her arm and she... Oops.
I had a really good time tonight, Doug.
Yeah, me too. You know, your grass is really... springy.
Yeah, they water it. A lot.
Yeah, water it a lot. So, Patty.
So, Doug.
Listen, was tonight supposed to be a whatever?
I don't know. Are you saying it was a, you know?
No, I don't think it was necessarily a
whatever, unless you think it was a, you know.
Me neither.
I can't believe everybody thought it was.
Well, good night.
So that was it. After all that, it wasn't a date. It wasn't a date. Or maybe...
Psst. Hey, funny.
Oh, great.
How'd it go?
Why, you want to rag me about it?
Well, actually, we were hoping you could give us some tips.
On how to get girls. We want girls.
How do you do that?
Or a flower shirt.
Hands up, right?
Yeah.
It's all your mouth.
Or a flower shirt.